3. A wow of a vow. Ivy clings to brick walls. Plastic wrap clings to bowls, at least in the commercials. And nylon fabric clings to anything. But people who cling, emotionally or physically, can make things difficult, especially if you're trying to shake them loose. Just ask Naomi. But Ruth clung to her. Ruth 1:14. Yes, we can see that. She's holding Naomi's hand and resting her head against Naomi's shoulder. In every translation, from clave to clung tightly, Ruth is stuck like glue to Naomi's side. Some might consider Orpah the stronger daughter-in-law at this point, holding her head up and walking away, while Ruth hangs on for dear life. She clings. She needs. Unwilling to go back, unable to go forward, Ruth simply holds on, whether Naomi wants her to or not. Gotta confess, I get uncomfortable when people get clingy. When I was a harried young mother, with a 4-year-old in nursery school and a 2-year-old at home, I tried to make the most of those limited school hours by straightening the house, doing laundry, washing the dishes, you know the drill. My toddler daughter followed me from room to room, tugging at my jeans, my shirt, whatever her little hands could grab. At one point, when I bent over a basketful of dirty clothes, she tried to jump onto my back and nearly succeeded in knocking me over. A clever mother would have laughed and made a game of it. A patient mother would have ignored her chores and paid attention to her child. A kind mother would have understood what was needed and offered a big hug. But I was not clever or patient or kind that day. I was irritated and tired and inexcusably mean as I shouted, "Get off my back!" My poor daughter. She sat down at once and began to cry, frightened by my tone of voice. Mortified, I quickly scooped her up in my arms and apologized profusely, realizing what I'd said. Not, "Climb down, please," or, "Don't knock Mommy over." Oh, no. I'd spilled out my frustration and put my feelings into words without weighing the impact.